At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Seattle Seahawks have cut backup quarterback Trevon Boykin amid reports of police in Mansfield investigating the former TCU quarterback for alleged domestic violence. His girlfriend, Shabrika Bailey, told WFAA-TV Boykin attempted to choke her and broke her jaw in two places at his home last week.
I'm just choking me in the pressure of the heart. So I remember collapsing completely. I just woke up in a puddle of blood on the kitchen floor.
A statement from Boykin called Bailey's allegations false, but also said he understands the Seahawks' decision to release him. The 24-year-old hasn't been arrested or charged. However, he may be subject to NFL discipline under the league's personal conduct policy. First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs will build a new sanctuary and community center. The announcement by church officials comes nearly 5 months after a gunman killed over two dozen people during a Sunday church service last November. Texas Public Radio's Joey Palacios reports.
Since then, the sanctuary for the church has served as a memorial, with chairs bearing the names of men, women, and children who died. On Tuesday night in San Antonio, church pastor Frank Pomeroy announced the church would be given new life.
We are in the midst of a celebration week. This is the week that's leading up to Easter. And what better way to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord than the resurrection of a new church being presented?
The renderings he unveiled show a sanctuary with two towers and an adjacent education center, about 14,000 square feet. In between the two buildings, a memorial prayer garden is planned. Church officials also plan to hang paintings of all 26 victims of the shooting. This is phase one of the nearly two-acre property. Pomeroy says the new building will be a beacon for a community that's still healing.
This building is going to represent not what the world talks about, the hate and the ugliness, but what Paul taught. And he said, love never fails.
The project is expected to cost about $3 million. Annabelle, the Pomeroy's 14-year-old daughter, died in the shooting. It's unclear what will happen to the current memorial sanctuary. Groundbreaking for the new sanctuary is set for May 5th, exactly 6 months after the shooting.
That was Joey Palacios reporting from San Antonio. Hospitals are doing a better job these days stopping the spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria in healthcare settings. But according to the Centers for Disease Control, these so-called superbugs still kill as many as 23,000 people a year. Hu Dong is a professor of chemistry and biochemistry at UT Arlington. She talked with KERA's Justin Martin about efforts to prevent these infections, not with drugs, but by developing a new synthetic nanomaterial.
Hu Dong, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Justin.
How does bacteria become resistant to drugs?
So most small molecule antibiotics function by penetrating bacteria and acting on specific molecular components inside the bacteria. However, over the time, the bacteria, they become very smart, so they can change their molecular components. They change their way to respond to antibiotics so that these antibiotics couldn't really find the molecular targets that they used to be.
So drugs that used to normally attach to these organisms can no longer attach to them, so they change their state.
Right. So basically the antibiotics, for example, penicillin, they will go inside the bacteria and they find the targets. But over the time, the bacteria will know which targets the antibiotics are going to find. So that's the main molecular origin that the bacteria developed the drug resistance.
Why are we seeing so many superbugs? Is it because antibiotics are being used too often?
Exactly. Once the drug resistance developed, they become stronger. The response becomes stronger. So instead of targeting the molecular components inside the bacteria, we target the outside.
So normal antibiotics, you're saying, they attack the inside of bacteria, correct?
Yeah.
They attack the internal components. Your synthetic nanomaterial attacks the outside.
Yeah, the membrane.
So what are nanomaterials?
So these materials, they're very unique. They're not a single molecules. So for the nanomaterials that we designed, we have many antibiotics that are assembled into a nanofiber shape, or they form a nano needle to punch the bacteria cell to kill them.
So is how the nanofiber works is that it physically punctures
exactly.
the cell. Now, you mentioned that some antibiotics can be weaved into that. Does this nanomaterial also have a medicinal benefit? Does it dissolve into medicine, or is this just a structure that physically attacks?
Right now, we're looking at, that's a good question, though. So right now, we're focusing, this is our first step. So to develop these nanomaterials, in this case, nanofiber, that physically disrupt the bacteria. And the second step is we're trying to combine our nanofiber with traditional antibiotics so that you will see a synergistic effect. So part of these materials can physically disrupt the bacteria, and part of the materials have their traditional benefits to go inside the cells to kill the bacteria.
So what's next? You received a National Science Foundation grant to develop this material. How long do you think before this goes from a lab to being used in hospitals?
Yeah, we're working really, really hard because this is such an interdisciplinary research project. We're going to test the antimicrobial activity of these materials in different animal models. So from there, and I think we'll probably be more confident, to see their real application pathway.
He Dong is a professor of chemistry and biochemistry at the University of Texas at Arlington. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
In the forecast, there's a 90% chance of rain today. Expect a high around 62. 40% chance of rain tonight, otherwise cloudy, with a low near 53. Now, there's a flash flood watch in effect across parts of North Texas until 7 tonight. A few storms may produce hail up to 1 inch in diameter. It's 60 degrees in Dallas, 59 in Fort Worth and Tyler, and 49 degrees in Wichita Falls.